Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has good things in store for his people who love him, who seek him out. I want people to know in this life where things go terribly wrong, that God answers his people. He gives us knowledge and wisdom. Now, people stay in their world. By that I mean their section. Because of what I watch people a long time, and they hardly deviate from their section. Some people love to go to work, and then they go to a bar, and they gather. They gravitate to people who think like they do, who like what they like, and who do what they do and condone what they condone. Like the old coin phrase, birds of a feather flock together. All right, in their circle, their world is real. And because that's what they focus on, it's more real than anything else. Even God. And some people have decided that God doesn't exist. They can't see him. They say there's no scientific evidence. Because of, you know, they like the world system. Now remember, Adam and Eve, their eyes were open. They had the ability to judge good and evil. They knew what was good, and they knew what was evil. Eve was deceived. She was in innocence, and she really believed. She was just deceived. And that's why sin is transferred by the male. Adam knew and did wrong anyway. Eve didn't realize she was sinning against God. She thought she was doing something that was going to make things even better. But that's another story for another day. But after Adam ate off the tree, their eyes were both open. And now they knew that they were in trouble. And the first thing they did was run from God. They ran from the voice of God. And they knew they were naked. The glory of God that clothed them was gone. And I believe they saw shadows for the first time, because before they ate off the tree, the glory of God would have been prevailing on the earth. As it was in the beginning, it will be in the end. When the whole earth is full of God's glory. And, you know, in Revelation, the last chapters, it said there won't be any need for the sun. It didn't say that the sun would stop existing. But our light source will be the glory of God. And how can you have shadows where the glory of God is? It's important to understand things as they are. As God originally did them. God is good, folks. And he wants us to share in the same life he has. That's why he gave us the same principles that he operates by. We're made in his image, and we operate on the same principles. And we have something in common with God. God had to, he grew when there was nothing. There was nothing. And he was. And he made everything. Now, we were born in darkness. And we had to choose which way we were going to go, just like God did. We have clues because God is. When we look at creation, it's readable. You can read wisdom from creation. You can gather knowledge from creation. You can do inventions because creation gives you clues. That everything God made shows us something. And the Proverbs, you know, Solomon pointed out many things after he received wisdom from God. Ants can operate without a leader. And I mean, that's an ability that people can have. But most men, because of the fallen situation, they need guidance. Many are capable of leadership, but it takes vision. Now, the creation, the Lord put His wisdom in everything He made to give us example. He wants us to win. God is for us. Now, God made us in His image for a purpose. It pleased God to do this, and He had a purpose for it. He wants to help us do right so that we can live. God is holy, and we're made in His image. We're supposed to be holy as well, and we need to know Him. And the Lord has taken measures to help us be just like He is. We were in a fallen state. So the creation that God made gives us clues of wisdom and portrayals of wisdom. God is consistent in everything that He does. And then Jesus Christ came and died for us to make us righteous. To make us righteous at our will, not against our will. And sometimes people want the responsibility to be God's, but it's not. God provided a way for us to live through Christ. Through Him, we can do all things. By having faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, the blood is applied to our lives and washes away all of our sins. We have a right to enter the kingdom of God, and He wants us to do this. He loves us. Now, He made us righteous so that we can live. Sin kills. Sin, if you sin after you get saved, it'll do the same thing against you that it did to Adam. Sin is a weapon of Satan. And he's trapped by it too. Sin will destroy you from the inside out. It'll take it enters from the outside in, but once it gets in, it destroys you from the inside out. It gets in your will, it gets in your decision-making process, it gets in your habit system, and it can't be controlled. And it takes the wisdom and the word of God to destroy it. And all other religions can't do anything about your sin. They can't do anything against sin, because the whole religion is sin. Because they suggest that you can be right with God without Christ. And any speech, anything that tell you're right with God without Christ is a weapon against you. And it came from Satan's heart. Now, with all that being said, people believe what they according to what they see. And people stay in their section. Everybody has their own world. Now, this is one planet, but it has many worlds in it. The atheist society is a world of its own. And the people that think that way gravitate to people that's where they let their hair down. That's where they be themselves. That's where in their world is real to them, because there's no light in their world. And they avoid the world of those who love God. because their world is what they love. And they want things to be the way that they think they are. And some people are convinced in deception. And they stay in their section. And they make speeches. They say there's no evidence that God is real. But right down the street, there's a church somewhere. Or right up the street, or maybe a city or two over, there's a church. But people are praising God and entering God's presence. And the Lord has given them words of prophecy. God is talking to people, teaching them things. One time, Paul went to Mars Hill where the philosophers were sitting, and they always wanted to hear some new thing. And Paul just said, y'all are too superstitious. He entered their world and taught them Jesus. And they wanted to hear more about it. Some of them got saved. We have to bring the light to people. There's another world. They believe that God exists, but he won't talk to you, or he won't interact with your life. And they may love to party and go to parties and do what people do at parties. And they know that God is, because they have kin people. And they know of the world of those who love God. But they love the party scene more. And then they look at themselves and say, well, God wouldn't want me anyway. And they stay in their world. And some of them know that God loves them, but their will is too strong to in the world that they're in, in their section. And they gravitate to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and eventually the pride of life, until they get tired of it. And then they want out, but they're trapped. And then somebody comes and teaches them the word, and they have enough strength and the faith to come out of it. And once they get out of it, they don't go back. See, it takes strength to come out of any section that you're in. The world system is a trap. It's entrapment. And the Lord our God has power. The world has no power. Only the power of deception. And the more people are in the world, the more dependent it causes you to be. The world system causes you to depend on it. The world system causes you, it's after your life. It wants you to depend on it. And the longer you're in it and the more you indulge yourself in the world system, the more it puts a chokehold on you, restraints. When you try to come out, it's hard to do. And the devil has a network. Even when people who are weak try to study the Word of God, the enemy will send distractions. People that you haven't talked to in years will call, come by, run out of gas, want you to help them out. Some kind of distraction. Women that you forgot about will call. And sometimes the one you was greatly attracted to, or the guy that you thought much of, if you're a woman. But anything that he think will work, he'll set it up. But you have to see it for what it is. Stick with the Word of God. He's not trying to make your life better. He's trying to tear it down. And sometimes people are, in their world, is full of violence, gang activity. Once you're in, they say you can't get out. Jesus can get you out of any satanic trap. I'm going to tell you this too. A lot of times if you just preach Jesus, they don't want you around anyway. And the more dedicated you are to God and you let them know that God is, some of them will come out and be your brother or sister. And some of them will be glad that you told them. But those that are hardcore in their worlds or in their section, they'll just leave you alone. Because people are serious about the world that they love. And the Lord wants us to know Him. We need to know Him. He wants us to know that we can count on Him. And the Lord wants to be able to count on us. Because as we receive His word, we become more and more just like Him. If we follow God and obey Him, we can go forward and not backwards. If we do His will, we learn to govern ourselves better and go forward. Everything that we do can be a blessing. And we can go forward in Him. The Lord's going to help us do the things of God. He's going to help us go forward. He's going to help us win. God is for us. But there are people out there trapped in their world, in their section of life. Some people in the work world, they work, and all they know is their work. And they put all their eggs in that basket. But the best life comes from having vision, the vision of God. Where there's no vision, people perish. They don't know how to get out of it. So we have to bring the gospel to them. This is why God opens doors to get you to work at different places. He gets His people in, and then they work, and then people can live and go forward and not backwards. This is important, folks, because God loves us. There's no need for anybody to go through this life and not know Jesus Christ. We need to know Him. We need to know our God-given capabilities. We need to have and enjoy ever-increasing faith. Because God paid a high cost so that we can have these things. And He loves us. He's going to do great and wonderful things throughout our lives. As we go forward seeking the Lord, our God and King, we're going to learn things that we couldn't learn any other way. Daniel said, those that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. People that do know their God, they will be strong and do exploits. But when you don't know, you have no faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because without faith, it's impossible to progress. Without faith, you remain in the trap. And that don't please God for you to not get out of your trap. To not break through your world. Now, even when people get saved and they believe, they have old thoughts of the world that they came from. Some of their habit system and thoughts are shaped by the world that they lived in. Some people came from a world of philosophy. You know, they came from a scientific think tank. So when they read the Word of God, they try to rationalize it according to how they did in the world. But it'll take them receiving more and more of God's Word to be able to judge and be stronger and stronger. The Word of God, people come to the Lord thinking that God is like the kings of this world, selfish and pompous. By pompous, I mean, you know, uplifted, unapproachable. But God is not like earthly kings. He's like a father. That's why Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father." He could have said "our kingdom," but he would have been telling the truth. But for the situation that his disciples were in, they needed to know he's your father and he loves you like your father. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Look at what Jesus do and how he did things. He could have said "our God," but he said "our Father." There's a message in all the things that Jesus do. And when you continue to study the word, you will see it more and more. And then you'll have the ability to know where God stands. You'll know your position. You'll know what he's given you. You'll know your God-given abilities. Understand this, that God loves us. And every form of trap that Satan has set, he has answers in the Word of God. And also, he has mature people that help navigate you out of every trap. Some people come from a world of ignorance, but people lack much knowledge. And, you know, there are cities that have a weak education system, and people can't read well in that area because the teachers didn't teach them right, and their parents didn't know how to help them. This is their world. Their world is full of limitations. In that world, you're not expected to excel. And if they go to a big city and have a good school system, they may have made straight A's where they were, but then they make D's. And it's a struggle to learn because they didn't. Their foundation is too weak. But the Lord of God, the Lord our God, he gives us hope through his word. He gives us the ability to have faith. And through Christ, we can do all things. If Paul could do all things through Christ, that suggests that everyone, if they're willing, can do all things through Christ. So the Holy Spirit came to guide us into all truth. And some people, they didn't have a strong education foundation, but they want one. All right, the Holy Spirit can help guide you into all truth and help you relate to knowledge and overcome the world you came from. See, once you're out of the world, it still has a residue of deception against you. And the Holy Spirit will guide you and you will be able to destroy all those limitations from the world that you came from, or the darkness you came out of. And you can win. You'll have a much greater understanding of life. See, the life of God is greater than everything. It's greater than every world, every form of deception, even down to the rogue terrorist. Their religion suggests that you need to kill every Christian. They don't value life. They are the opposite of God. And they think they're pleasing him. And Jesus prophesied that this would happen because that was Satan's plot against God's people. But I want you to know and understand well that God loves you and he will help you come out of every trap. Now, in their culture, in their section, in their world, the way where they come from, all their people talk up what they believe, and they'll be glorified in the next life if they blow people up. But when you look at nature, it's not right. If you read nature, what they're doing is wrong. You can see spiders catch flies. You can see animals that trap other animals for their own gain. And you can learn that this is not right. This is not what God intended against his own people. But the Lord reached out to us through Christ to guide us into all truth, to help us be just like him. And if we're going to do this, we have to know and understand that murdering people that you don't even know is wrong. And when they blow up people, how do they know that some of the people are not Muslims that they're blowing up? They don't care. They're blinded by their bloodlust, by pride, the pride of life. This is what the pride of life will do. This is the end game of the pride of life. This is why God said, don't touch, don't taste, and don't handle the rudiments of men. It ends in death, folks. But God loves us. The word and wisdom of God will help you come out of all forms of sin and all traps. And you will win in life and go forward. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life. Give him the glory. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.